For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Republican lawmakers are asking Wisconsin's congressional delegation to support federal legislation to roll back a Clean Air Act program. A letter signed by 18 Republicans in State Senate and Assembly urges support for a measure that would repeal vehicle inspection and maintenance program requirements under the Clean Air Act. The state lawmakers argue the program is no longer useful due to the economic burdens it places on citizens and technological advancements that reduce the need for testing. If successful, the legislation would end regulations that have been in place since 1984 in seven southeastern Wisconsin counties. A serial arsonist from Sauk County has been sentenced. Christopher J. Steinmetz, 41, of Reedsburg, has been sentenced to a total prison sentence of 45 years, consisting of 30 years of initial confinement, followed by 15 years of extended supervision for the targeted arson of a Lake Delton home and the reckless endangerment of the family in the home. The conviction stemmed from an incident where Steinmetz deliberately set fire to the residence of a family related to his former girlfriend while two adults and three children were inside. The fire consumed the home in minutes, forcing the family to escape from a second-story window, travel along the garage roof, and jump down to safety. The home was a total loss, and the fire resulted in the death of the family dog. The jury found Steinmetz guilty of arson, five counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and felony criminal damage to property. The trial presented extensive evidence that Steinmetz was a serial arsonist, including proof of multiple other fires he set at the home of other members of the ex-girlfriend's family and one in his own mother's home. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the conclusion of the 2025 nine-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season in Wisconsin with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers are now available. Vernon County led the Southern Farmland Zone with 6.5 deer registered per square mile. Elsewhere in the Southern Farmland Zone, Columbia County had 3,142 antlered and 2,508 antlerless for a total of 5,650 registered deer. Crawford had 2,165 antlered and 2,497 antlerless for a total of 4,662 deer. Grant County had 2,622 antlered and 2,484 antlerless for a total of 5,106 registered deer. Iowa County had 1,526 antlered and 1,080 antlerless for a total of 2,606. Lafayette County had 918 antlered and 836 antlerless for a total of 1,754. Richland County had 2,159 antlered and 1,876 antlerless for a total of 4,035 deer registered. Sauk County had 2,734 antlered and 2,310 antlerless for a total of 5,044. And Vernon County had 3,669 antlered and 4,058 antlerless for a total of 7,727 registered deer. The attorney for Morgan Geiser asked that she be returned to a mental health facility. In a letter to a Waukesha County judge, attorney Tony Cotton requested that the 23-year-old Geiser be moved back to the Winnebago mental health facility because she's not facing any new criminal charges in the county. Geiser, who is being held in the Waukesha County Jail, was sentenced to the Winnebago facility in 2018 after she was convicted in the 2014 stabbing of a classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man. She was granted conditional release to a Madison group home earlier this year. Geiser was arrested in Illinois just over a week ago after allegedly cutting off her ankle monitor and escaping from the group home. The American Red Cross encourages donors to give blood or platelets. This time of year can be a challenge for many donors trying to juggle regular donation appointments with packed schedules full of seasonal activities and holiday planning. Donors of all blood types are urged to make an appointment to donate now. Two blood drives will be held Friday. The first, from 11:30 to 5:30, will be held at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point. The second will be held from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Department. A third blood drive this week will be held Saturday morning from 7 to 11 at the Mazomanie EMS District 1 building. Making and keeping appointments is critical to providing life-saving blood products for patients over the holidays. More donors are needed to help keep the blood supply strong. Reserve your spot to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Get into the holiday spirit by attending the Spring Green Country Christmas this weekend and next weekend in Spring Green. Saturday morning, enjoy breakfast with Santa starting at 8 in the River Valley Elementary School. Reservations are requested. You can register online at springgreen.com. Also on Saturday, the River Valley Craft Bazaar gets underway at the River Valley High School starting at 9, and holiday fireworks in the park will be in the evening at 6. Other events on Saturday include a cookie walk, a holiday book and bake sale, Santa's Elves Workshop, free kids movies, and much, much more. The Better Business Bureau Students of Integrity Scholarship Program is now accepting applications from Wisconsin high school seniors. To be eligible for this award, the applicant must be a high school senior, a Wisconsin state resident, have a 3.0 GPA or show consistent GPA improvement over time, and plan to attend a 2- or 4-year Wisconsin-based accredited higher education institution in the fall of 2026. The most important part of the application is the student's personal essay submission. Each student is asked to produce an essay that describes a unique situation where the student's moral convictions and personal ethics were challenged and how the student made the decision despite possible consequences. Applicants must also submit 2 letters of recommendation from an advisor or community member. Community involvement, volunteer activities, awards, and honors are all considered by a panel of judges. Completed applications are due Friday, January 30th by 4. For more information on the BBB Student of Integrity Scholarship Program, visit the BBB website at bbb.org/Wisconsin or email scholarship@wisconsin.bbb.org. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the One Network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is definitely cold out there this morning, but it's not going to take long to get back above zero. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the low teens for a high today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 4 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow possible and a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.